There are many symptoms of COVID-19, and one of the symptoms that many people had, which I guess it's fortunate if this was the worst symptom you had, is to lose your sense of smell and taste. So one of the shilas that came up throughout the year is the halacha borei minei besamim, that making havdalah, in order, the halacha is you can't make borei minei besamim if you can't smell. So what do you do then if you have COVID-19, or if you don't have COVID-19, you have a stuffed nose? So the halacha is, you know, if you can't smell, you can't make a bracha. So the shaila is, so what about you're making havdalah, when you get to borei minei besamim, if you're doing it alone, then obviously you're out. But let's say there are other people in the room who are, say, chayiv. Let's assume we won't get into the woman of chayiv and besamim. Let's assume you have someone else to make a besamim. Could he make a besamim in the middle of your havdalah? So I saw Rabbi Reisman quoting, that's what he was doing. That when he found out he had COVID, Rabbi Saul Reisman from Brooklyn, that when he had COVID, he only knew it because he lost the taste and smell, so he had someone else do it. And he figured, it's like, I think he said something along these lines, it's like the shiloh by a woman by Yontif. Let's assume she made Hadalaka's Neiros already. I mean, she made a Shachiyano already, to hearing the Shachiyano again, or in terms of that. So he thought it was okay. I think he quoted someone who asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and said he thought it was incorrect. So that's a debate about if you could get someone else to say besamim in the middle of your avdoah. Of course, you could just get someone to make besamim not in the middle of your avdoah. But if you're patur, your patur doesn't make a difference. It also comes up regarding the Leil Pesach, because the Gemara says, Bola Mara, you know, Yotze. If you're not Yotze, if you just swallow the Mara, because you need to feel the Tamara, the bitterness. So the Shaila was, what does one do? Whether it's COVID or you can't taste. There are other things besides COVID. So here at least, so that's a big Shaila, whether you can, making an Achilas Matzah, Achilas Mara. If you could, unless you want to say you could separate the Din Marar from the Tamar, maybe that's only a Zerubbanan, whatever lemdish you want to give to break up the Maisa Achila with the Bracha. But so Pashas, it's a problem to make a Bracha if you can't taste the Tamar. So by the Seder, again, this year might be different because of COVID, but generally speaking, when you're at the Seder, you're not the only one. And after other people at the Seder, so then you could just listen to their Achilas Mara, and it's no issue. So you listen to their Bracha, and you have it. So if you Yotze, you Yotze. And therefore, it's not a Birchas Hanenin anyway, so you could eat it. But the issue is, we're assuming the Borei Pri Adama, either you're either made Hamotzi Yotzi, or the Borei Pri Adama you're made on the carpets with Yotzi you. So to avoid a Bracha Vatola, so one should not make the Achilas, the Bracha, the Birchas Amitz on Achilas Mar. And similarly, if you can't smell, you should make Borei Bein Besamim. So that's a discussion whether you could have someone else say, Rabbi Reisman thought you could, and you to make a Borei Besamim in the middle of Avdalah, if it's a Hefsik or not. If not, then you can hear a Besamim out of Avdalah. But at the Seder, it shouldn't be a problem to hear Al Achilas Marar in the middle of the Seder, and therefore to avoid a Bracha of Avdalah, that's what one should do.